This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. When Yosef sent the Shvatim back to get Binyamin, he loaded their donkeys with the food that they purchased for their families to survive the hunger, and he also put their purchase money in each one of their sacks. When the Shvatim saw that their money was returned, they feared for their lives, that this was just a scheme to fabricate a story to frame them. And the Pasuk says, Vayiru es tsroris kaspehem, and they saw the bundles of their money, Hema va'avihem, they and their father, Vayirau, and they were all afraid. The Gemara Baba Kama discusses Avos Nezikim and their toldos. The Avos Nezikim are the primary types of damage. And each primary type of damage, has a tolda, a secondary type of damage, which is under the category of that av nezikim. One of the avos nezikim is regel, an animal that damages while walking. The tolda of regel is throiros, pebbles, which means as the animal is walking, pebbles shoot out from under its feet and cause damage. Although the av nezikim of regel pays nezik sholem, full payment for the damage, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai teaches us that Sroiris only pays Chatzi Nezek, half of the amount of the damage, and that's why it's called Chatzi Nezek Sroiris. A remez to this can be found in our Pasuk, Vayiru es Sroiris Kaspehem, Hema Va'avihem Vayiro'u. And the Pasuk reads as follows, Sroiris Kaspehem Hema, which means Kaspehem, the money paid for Sroiris, is the gematria of Kaspehem Hema. The gematria of Kaspeyem Hema is 265, which is the same gematria as the words Chatzi Nezek. So a remez for Chatzi Nezek is in the words Kaspeyem Hema, which equals to the same gematria as Chatzi Nezek. So Tzroiros Kaspeyem Hema, Tzroiros pays Chatzi Nezek. And the pasuk continues, Va'avihem, and the av for Tzroiros. Vayiro'u is the gematria of Vayiro'u. The gematria of Vayiro'u is 233, which is the same gematria as regel. The av nezikin of Tzroiros is regel, which is the gematria of Vayiro'u. So in this pasuk we see a remez to the halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that Tzroiros pays chatzi nezek. Tzroiros, the tolda of Tzroiros, kaspeyem hema, is the gematria of kaspeyem hema, which is the same gematria as chatzi nezek. Va'aviyem, and the av beloch of Tzroiros, is the gematria of Vayiro'u, which is the same gematria as regel. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Parshas Miketz usually falls out during Chanukah, and the Mefarshim find multiple connections connecting Chanukah to Parshas Miketz. Firstly, the Pasuk says when Yosef saw the Shvatim coming with Binyamin, he told the one in charge of his house to bring the Shvatim into his house, utevayach tevach v'hochein, and to have an animal slaughtered and prepared for a meal for the Shvatim. If you take the last letter of the word tevach, and the following word, v'hochein. Those letters spell Chanukah. Tevach v'hochein. The ches of tevach plus v'hochein spells out the word Chanukah. So that is one remez of Chanukah in Parshas Miketz. A second remez to Chanukah is that when Yosef was eating the meal with the Shvatim, he gave Binyamin five portions, five times more than the rest of the Shvatim. The Pasuk says, v'aterev masas Binyamin, and Binyamin's portion was more, mimasos kulam, from all of the other Shvatim's portions, Chomesh Yadais, five times. Chomesh Yadais has a significance in Chanukah. As we say in Al-Anisim, the word Yad five times. Giborim biyad chaloshim, Rabim biyad miyatim, Temeim biyad tahirim, Urshoim biyad tzadikim, and Zaydim biyad oiske sorasecha. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Miketz, Chomesh Yadais corresponds to the five times Yad is said in Al-Anisim. We also find in this week's parsha the concept of rabim biyad ma'atim, that the many fall in the hands of the few. In Pari's dream, where the seven weak cows ate the seven good cows, and the seven thin stalks ate the seven healthy stalks, that's a concept of the underdog winning. Rabim biyad ma'atim and giborim biyad chaloshim, the mighty falling in the hands of the weak. And that concept we find by Chanukah, where the 12 B'nai Chashmonai plus Eliezer defeated tens of thousands of Greek soldiers. And finally, if you look at the end of every parsha, it states the number of psukim in that parsha. However, in Parshas Miketz, Besides the number of psukim, we are also told that the parsha has 2,025 words. Why is it necessary to tell us how many words are in Parshas Miketz? The Mefarshim explain that this too is a remez to Chanukah. The word ner has the numerical value of 250. There are 8 nights of Chanukah, so if you multiply 250 times 8, that comes out to 2,000. Chanukah starts on Chof Hei Kislev, the 25th of Kislev. If you add 25 to 2,000, that gives you 2,025, the number of words in Parshas Miketz. Ner 250 times 8 plus 25 for Chof Hei Kislev is 2,025.